I was one of those people that kept it to myself for a really long time. I didn't talk about it. And then when I started being more open about it, I had so many people who said, I completely know what you're talking about. And so that's really what got me more comfortable with being more open about it, because I'm not just talking about me and what I'm going through. I'm talking about what so many of us are struggling with. And there's no need for us to be doing that alone.
Was it anxiety specifically with you, or was it also depression? Because you also, I mean, the part of your book is about depression. Was it a combination of all of this?
Yeah, I have this amazing combination of anxiety, occasional depression, and I have a panic disorder. So I get panic attacks.
What would happen when you were in one of these really bad panic attacks?
During most people's first panic attack, they end up going to the emergency room because it feels so much like a heart attack.
Because the heart's racing like crazy, or?
Exactly. Yeah. You feel really sick to your stomach, like you might throw up. So it is incredibly all-encompassing. And usually they don't last that long, under 10 minutes, but that is 10 minutes of hell.
In the book, you talk about meeting different people who have these issues, PTSD. Talk about some of the people that we'll meet in the book.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of people to find out what anxiety looked like in their lives. But I feel like it comes down to some really core issues, which is so many of us are walking around feeling like we're not enough. And so many of us are walking around feeling like we're just fundamentally weird. And that is where I have come up with this mantra for myself, and I talk about it in the book, of embrace your weird. Everybody's weird.
It's fun being weird.
It's so great being
yes,
weird.
Thank you.
So many of us have that thing that we think is so weird that other people will not accept us. You know, for me, it's this anxiety. It's this weird childhood I grew up with that was very different because I was working as an actor. So these things that I feel like I have to hide.
Do you think there are actually normal people, though, anywhere? I mean, have you ever really met a normal person?
Such a great question. I really hope not, because I feel like it would be a very boring existence.
You mentioned being a child actress. You're in this little movie. Not a lot of people have seen it. Nobody likes it. You know, it's this little movie you were in called Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
And you played the teenage daughter. Robin Williams was your father in this movie.
Yes.
Lisa, that's awesome. I mean, I know, like, for you, this is normal, but do you have any idea? Everybody loves that movie.
I'm recognizing that because I was 14 when I filmed that, and I'm 40 now, and people are still talking to me about it. So apparently it's a little bit popular.
So you write a book about depression and then Robin Williams. That had to hit you pretty hard.
It's still hard to fathom that he is gone. Robin had a huge impact on me. And, you know, to be quite honest, I think a lot of my desire to be very open about my own issues with mental health came from him, because he was very open with me about his struggles with addiction, about his issues with depression.
Wow.
And he talked to me a lot about that.
When someone reads your book, what do you hope they learn or they get from reading it?
Well, my hope with it was just that people feel a little bit less alone. And so I just really wanted to put together the book that I wish I had had when I was really struggling, telling me, like, here are a whole bunch of other people and how they've dealt with it. Here are the things that worked for them. And then here are a whole bunch of options of things that you can try.
Well, Lisa, I really appreciate you coming in today and being so brave to talk about this and write a book about your own anxiety. I mean, that takes some guts, you know?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm honored to be here.
Lisa Jacob is the author of Not Just Me, Anxiety, Depression, and Learning to Embrace Your Weird. She's our speaker tomorrow and Wednesday for WMRA's Books and Brews. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you so much.